Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Mark chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. The Reverend James Baumgartner is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading this morning from Mark chapter 2. Jesus went out again beside the sea, and all the crowd was coming to him, and he was teaching them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as he reclined at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, the words are dripping with hatred, as if Satan is showing hand on one of his most favorite strategies, one of his greatest lies. For as we know, when Satan speaks, he lies. It's his native tongue, and there is no truth to be found in him. He is a liar, and he is the father of lies. And so any words that find their source from his mouth are sure to try and derail the kingdom of God. His words will distract, skew, misalign, and betray what the Lord has come to do. They are words that carry the smell of sulfur and death. And from the edge of this story, we hear his snarling voice speak through the mouths of ordinary men. Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? Now, in only the second chapter of Mark, you can well imagine Jesus has only just begun his ministry, but already he's cast out multiple demons. He's healed a variety of diseases. He's given strength to a paralytic, but even greater, Jesus has forgiven sins. He's proclaimed the kingdom of God, spoken with authority, and he's began to push back on Satan's grip on this world. "So follow me," he says to Levi. "Follow me," he had said to Simon and Andrew and James and John. "Follow me away from all of the lies and all of the darkness, all of the betrayal, the sadness and the brokenness of a sin-filled world. Follow me to healing and to life." And so it makes perfect sense then that as Jesus eats with those once bound by Satan's grip, men with hearts still kept in darkness would speak words like this. Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? Now, it's easy to read this text from the periphery. Jesus is eating with sinners. They are being blessed by his words, and he's actually welcoming them into his presence. He's reclining at table with them. But there's sort of a satanic pivot that occurs out of this text that will fill your ears until the very day that you die. It's a pivot away from why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners to why does he eat with you? For surely Paul had it all wrong, right? It's you who are the chief of sinners. You just admitted that beautifully in that song. Whether or not that's literally true matters not. It is the proper place for God's law to bring us. It's the proper place for the Lord's grace to begin breaking through and finding lost sheep and welcoming prodigals home and eating with sinners. But it's also the place where Satan will speak his lies the loudest in order to derail the kingdom of God. Why would Jesus eat with you, O chief of sinners? And when faced with that humbling thought, the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 1, "The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who are to believe in him for eternal life." And so Paul is saying, "No, trust me, I'm the worst, and because I'm the worst, I serve as the example for you, so that you would know that it's the love of Christ that compels him to choose you today. Jesus Christ loves you, and so to the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen." Because Jesus chooses to be with sinners like us. This is the place where his perfect patience is seen in action, given for us who have no worth in and of ourselves, and sometimes and usually always feel that way, but are gifted worth instead by the King of Kings, who are not lovely in and of ourselves, but are made lovely because he loves us. And that's what he's declared over you as his child. The difference between sinners at the table and sinners in the corner of the room spewing hatred is knowing the depth of your sin. The apology states, "We cannot know the magnitude of Christ's grace unless we first recognize our malady. The entire righteousness of the human creature is sheer hypocrisy before God unless we admit that by nature the heart is lacking love and fear and trust in God." Or as Luther said, talking about Genesis 3, we are poisoned by the venom of original sin, all sin really for that matter, from the soles of our feet to the hairs of our head, a poison that courses through our veins, a leprosy that decays and destroys. Sin is the source of our demise, the root of death itself. And that's why when Jesus hears these venomous words from the corner of the room, his response is to show us where to find the cure for this. It says, "Those who are well have no need of a physician. It's those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Now notice, his call is actually for everyone in that room, for everyone was a sinner, and the word of the Lord is cast liberally on all types of soil. But his grace was only received by those who were humbled by the word of God in order to know their true condition before him. It's to those who have come to the end of themselves whom the Lord chooses to dine with, the chief of sinners, you and I. And there at the table, our cry unites with the prophet Jeremiah, who so beautifully said in chapter 17, he cries out, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise." Friends, this is the grace and the love of our Lord Jesus, that he himself would bear our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Only Jesus can impart balm to heal the wounded heart. And so it's the great physician who has taken the sin of all of the world upon himself into death, but he has risen again, thanks be to God. And so take and eat, dear sinner, because he is for you, not against you. Take and drink, all diseased of soul. He is faithful to forgive, and the depths of his grace are eternally deeper than the pit of your sin. Whenever Satan's words accused and condemned Luther throughout his life, every response Luther had was, well, it kind of carried the same tone, didn't it? "I am baptized. What of it? I'm baptized. What of it?" And so when the long accusing finger of Satan points to you and holds you inside of those lies that Christ is not for you, that you drown in the depths of your shame or your guilt, cry out those same words, the words of truth of who a God is for you and not against you and who he made you to be. "I am baptized by his great name, and into that kingdom you are born anew, and spread before you are the very gifts of the Lord today. A table prepared in the presence of your enemies, because the great physician who brings healing has answered that question already. Why would he eat with tax collectors and sinners? Because you are mine, and I am yours. And so follow me. To the King of Ages, immortal, invisible, and only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen."
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.